Leading the pack was the charcoal wedge of a Mandalorian Besselik, large and somewhat ungainly, but still fast and powerful. It was taking more fire than the Stealth X's, since it was leaving a long stream of bright blue efflux in its wake, and its sensor negation technologies weren't as efficient. But it hardly mattered, because it was being flown by the best starfighter pilot Jaina had ever seen. Luke Skywalker, of course. And it was weaving through the firestorm coming its way like a holovid stunt pilot running a special effects course. Jaina fired her own ion engines, then looked over to find Zek giving her the thumbs up signal. She nodded, then they hit their thrusters and shot forward, angling toward the shield generator domes on the top of the Anakin Solo's bridge. They were well within laser cannon range when a prickle of danger sense raced down Jaina's spine. A blast of alarm flooded the battle meld as Zek felt the same thing. Kydus knew they were coming, and he knew where they were right now. An image of a generator dome, the one on the far end of the Solo's bridge, flashed through Jaina's mind. Zek was letting her know which dome he was targeting. She pointed the nose of her Stealth X at the other one. "Launch, Sneaky!" she ordered into her throat mic. "Launch! Launch! Launch!" A soft clunk reverberated through the cockpit floor as the torpedo tubes opened. At that moment, space turned white as the Solo opened up with every point defense weapon on Jaina and Zek's side of the hull. The gun crews didn't waste time trying to find their attackers. They just put up a tightly laced cage of cannon fire and hoped the enemy would fly into it. Unable to see through the wall of energy, Jaina turned her hands over to instinct and closed her eyes, picturing the generator dome in her mind and using the force to hurl the shadow bombs toward it. She felt the cockpit rock as cannon bolts tore through her Stealth X's unshielded wings. Then, Sneaky let out a static-filled overload screech and went silent. Jaina felt herself sinking into her seat as the Stealth X banked, and she opened her eyes to find the Solo's bridge sliding past her starfighter's belly, with balls of flame erupting at the far end as Zek's shadow bombs blasted their way through the shields to the generator dome. An instant later, Jaina's Stealth X began to buck hard, and everything below her went orange as her own bombs hit. A shockwave caught her from behind and sent the Stealth X spinning. The cockpit began to shake and shudder as pieces of starfighter began to fly off the craft. Cannons, sensor cones, hull armor. The inertial compensator gave out, and her helmet-heavy head began to whirl around on her shoulders. Jaina felt her feet working the rudders, her hand fighting to bring the stick back, her arm stretching toward the throttles. And slowly, the spinning stopped. The Anakin Solo drifted into view and stayed there, hanging outside her canopy a little below starboard, and she found herself more or less in one piece. Actually, it was less, because Zek wasn't there anymore. Jaina couldn't feel him in the Force, couldn't find the combat meld. She hadn't felt him die, hadn't experienced a sudden shock of fear and pain, could not even remember a wistful pang of regret or farewell. He was just gone. Jaina slammed her throttles forward and was relieved to feel the Stealth X steal forward on two still-functioning engines. Deciding she had nothing to lose by making it as difficult for her brother to find her as possible, she began to hide her presence in the Force again and circled back toward the fight.